Winter camping can be awesome if you go prepared. We have tips to improve your experience next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Make your winter camping more enjoyable through better preparation. Ben Bodmer with Sportsman's Warehouse. Share some tips.
I know I wouldn't trust a lot of scout age boys out there with a $300 or $400 bag. They will keep you warm. I'm fortunate enough to have one myself, and that's what I use, and it's great. But what we encourage our boys, a lot of families can't afford it anyway, to get a really nice bag like that, and boys are hard on things. So we encourage our scouts to bring two sleeping bags, put one inside the other, and that does help keep them warm. When I was younger, I would just bring an extra blanket. I didn't have two sleeping bags, but just bringing an extra blanket, putting it inside the bag with me, helped keep us warm. I came onto this trip a few years ago. I don't know why I hadn't thought of it before, but getting a pack of hand warmers. Bust those out about an hour or so before you get into your bag. Throw those in your bag. It'll be nice and warm when you get in there to go to sleep. And then you can keep some handy by your sleeping bag that night. If you get cold, you can pop open a few more packs. And I put one under my neck, and one in my back, and down by my feet. So I've had no problem staying warm the last few years on these Klondike camps. I still had some warmth in them in the morning. They weren't hot like they were at night, but once you build that heat up and your body heat's able to take over, it shouldn't be a problem anyway. There are a couple different types of sleeping pads. You can get them that you blow up. Some have the foam. Some are a combination of both. So in the winter, if you have a blow-up mattress, a lot of times those will chill you more unless they have some insulation in them. So you either want to go out with some foam or some combination of a blow-up mattress with insulation in it. I'm definitely taking another blanket or another bag. Layering your clothing is a must anyway. We tell our boys to get a separate set of clothes for the night.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.